Charlie India radio check. Q4 Yankee Charlie India radio check.
Here, Lima Charlie, W-H-U-G-Q.
I'm going to see you on this net.
Call. W-H-U-G-Q.
Good copy. I was just saying I don't normally see you on this net, although it's good to see you here on this net.
Understand. All right, we got your new ham that you helped out that's going to come on this frequency, if you stand by a minute. That is KR4 Golf Uniform Tango. Lynn, can you copy? Go ahead and make a transmission. Say hello to Bill.
KR4 Golf Uniform Tango. Hey, Bill. Let you know, you got me started on this last year about this time, actually the Saturday after the storm, listening to you on the radio. Then the following Saturday, I went to my first meeting over in Cherokee. So I just want to tell you thank you.
Welcome. I started working on mine right after the storm, too, so you may have beaten me to it.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, it's been a learning experience, but I'm enjoying it.
It might come in handy next hurricane, which we might have one. Well, I don't know. Lee would know better about that. Lee, what is it looking like to you?
Well, it's looking problematic at this point. If we don't get a lot of wind, we're likely to get a lot of flooding. Not only near the coast, but up in the upstate as well. Because it's going to push in, and it may not be a strong wind, but it should be a lot of rain. Go ahead.
Any indication is duration? Is it going to be a day, 2 days? What do you think?
Here by Tuesday night is what they figure. So Monday probably will be our problematic day. Go ahead.
You got put on some NOAA or something?
National Weather Service, American Society of Meteorologists. Yeah, that's what you saw.
Outstanding. I can't think of anybody who should be on there before it might be you, Lee.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for the compliment. I really appreciate that. But, yeah, it's a good group of guys. That's the local chapter there at GSP. There's chapters at every NWS location, but this one happens to be just a GSP location. But, of course, my credentials and whatever will circulate amongst everybody. Go ahead.
The new ham operator, which, tell me your call sign again.
R4 Golf Uniform Tango.
Have that committed to memory now. I'll never have to ask it again. So, what kind of radio are you operating on?
That is a good question. Mr. Lee can tell us that very quickly. I cannot remember what the particulars of it, but he can he knows all about this stuff.
Confidence, Lynn. She's on a ICOM 2730 radio, you know, one of the same ones that I've got mobile and in the ham shack and sitting beside me here on the couch. So that was an easy radio for her to have because I already knew all about it and could coach her on, you know, problems and changing frequencies and all that kind of stuff. So that's what she's using, Bill.
2730 into my man pack. It's in a set of rails. I've attached the head unit to the body, and it has a power source connected to it. And I have both a whip antenna and a portable dipole J-pole. It's sort of an odd looking beast, but it works really well.
But it works, yeah. Okay, well, I think the 2730 will be at home in your pack and be ready to go whenever you need yours. So I've got four of them. I really love them. All right, Lynn, take it.
That's about all I think I got to say. KR4G Golf Uniform Tango out.
And point out, Lynn, I think, I hope that's your name, is that I use Yankee Charlie India because if I don't, everybody thinks I'm saying YZI, and then somebody will be looking me up and they'll either find the wrong call sign with the wrong person. I wish I could be rattling something off like W8CG and a Q.
Well, fine business. Yeah, her name is Lynn, and her last name is Newton, and she lives over by Easley in Pickens County. So I'll give her a contact over there in the Pickens County Club to get in touch with, and he'll help her get indoctrinated into the local scene over there in Pickens County. So, well, I got to finish my supper here, Bill, so I'm going to sign with you. And best of 73s, and keep an eye on the sky. KQ4YCI with KR4 Golf Uniform Tango on the side. This Whiskey 8 Charlie Golf Quebec. Best of 73s, Bill. Good to talk to you.
KQ4 Yankee Charlie India, 73s you. Lynn, you just keep going. You just keep hitting it.
KR4 Golf Uniform Tango, WHCGQ. Go ahead. Tell me what you've been doing all day, Lynn.
Let's see. What have I been doing? I got the tires fixed on my little golf cart. Got that done today. Checked on my garden. Ran errands. That's been about what I've been doing today.
Pretty busy day. I got really busy today, contacted a lot of the emergency operation centers around the area two, the seven counties that I'm responsible for, and talked to a lot of them, and very good responses, and going to end up meeting with some of them because they invited me to stop by and have a eyeball Q, so hi. Go ahead.
All right, that sounds good.
Part of my job. So I chose to do it this afternoon. And I guess you know that we're under a emergency, state of emergency from the governor, right?
Sure.
We're gonna do it yet, but we think it's going to be maybe a Category 1 hurricane, but it's going to bring a tremendous amount of rain into the state. So up into the Midlands, at least, there will be a lot of flooding, and it could even end up over into our area with a lot of rain. We're talking, 5 to 7 inches of rain is what they're thinking might happen with this system. So It's going to be a problem, That's why the governor went ahead and issued a state of emergency. Go ahead.
Sure hope we don't get a lot of rain up here because a lot of rainfall in these mountains, that's not a good mix.
Never a good thing, that's for sure. That's what happened up in Asheville and on into the mountains up north of there and caused so much flooding. There were reports of as much as 30 inches of total rain before the winds hit and during the actual storm itself. That's a lot of water. That's months and months and months and months and months of water all at one time. And they couldn't cope with that. Go ahead.
You can't handle, the ground can't handle that. When it gets saturated, it's moving and taking everything with it. And if we had gotten that amount of rainfall here, it would have been horrible as well. But I am just hoping that we do not get that.
The only got, they total of 8 inches here is all I've got out of it. But that was funny. That was a good rain. All right, Lynn. Well, I'll pass along best of 73s to you. And this is the Greenville repeater, so it's easy for you to get into, and it's accessible. And there's no tone on the Greenville repeater, I believe. So that's open repeater, what they call an open repeater. So best of 73s. KR4 Golf Uniform Tango, WHCTQ, will be clear on your final.
KR4 Golf Uniform Tango, thank you, and you have a good evening.
You too. Blessings. WHCTQ, clear and monitoring.